And good evening once again. Another Saturday is upon us. It means another edition of the B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg right here on Siouxland Public Media. How are you doing today, Johnny?
I'm doing real good, Eric. Thanks for asking.
Well, I'm always concerned.
Well, you should be.
We should be concerned about each other.
We are. How are you doing?
My memory, sometimes.
There and sometimes not.
Yeah, well.
Sometimes mine goes on vacation, too.
Yeah, to a warmer climb, particularly when it gets cold like this.
That's what you're thinking of.
Yeah, really, a warmer climb. So speaking of a warmer climb, not really, though, Denver. Last week we were talking about the Tommy Bolin tribute show that you put on for the Colorado Music Hall of Fame. And turns out, two at least, videos from that performance are on YouTube.
I've seen the Stratus one. They do a Billy Cobham song that Tommy played on the Spectrum album back in 73. Mm-hmm. Joe Bonamassa and Warren Haynes played on. And then you're telling me that Teaser is done with me playing drums and Bobby Berge.
Yeah, Teaser.
With Joe Bonamassa.
Yes,
Joe Bonamassa. I'm singing it, too.
Singing it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it was what a great honor.
Did Tommy sing that song?
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. Okay. Because some of the times he didn't.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he had a different singer. You know, he never really wanted to. He really did down deep want to be a singer, but he didn't think he could be a very good singer, so he never really did, except for in his, like, In My Room, you know, that song?
Yes.
The Beach Boys.
Beach
Brian
Boys.
Wilson. Yeah. Well, that's when Tommy sang. He'd go to his room, and he had a TAC two-track. As I found out later, we got a lot of tapes of him when he was younger singing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well,
himself, you know, just...
He sounded okay. He just lacked a little confidence in the vocal.
At first he did, but he had sang, like I said, prior to that, all through life in the privacy of his own area, you know. But yeah, he had a neat kind of voice, like a Ricky Nelson kind of vibe.
Very nice. Very nice.
But that was nice. That was a great time.
Well, it's the holiday season there, Johnny.
Yeah, ring, ring. It was a bell.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, everybody, from the people here at the B-Sides and everywhere else between you, me, and Johnny. Today we're going to be doing a holiday feast. Okay?
Okay.
Just this time. We're calling the show A Tasty Pig. And that's because we're going to be focusing in on the sounds of blood when pig, the sounds of taste, and the sounds of Jethro Tull. Because that was a group that kind of brought blood when pig to the forefront. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. Mick Abrahams was the original guitar player for Jethro Tull. He was on the first album, This Was. I saw Jethro Tull in New York at the Fillmore. They were second to Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Blood, Sweat, and Tears had just reconfigured with David Clayton Thomas. And Jethro Tull was the first time they had been in the United States. I can't remember whether or not Mick Abrahams was the guitar player on stage.
I don't know how many live dates he did. I remember one time they had like the Beat Club or something. They had Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath playing guitar.
Well, there you go.
So he was their guitar player.
Well, Martin Bure came on.
Yeah,
on the
and then
second
he was
album,
the guy the whole time.
He stayed there now, for a long time. But we're going to go back to Jethro Tull in the late 1960s, everybody. Here's Beggar's Farm on Siouxland Public Media.
Reputation's going down. Gone out in the night time. The thing you made no sound. You don't fool me.
We'll be right back.
Mick Abraham's out of Jethro Tull right there with his signature, Cat Squirrel, right here on Siouxland Public Media. Cat's Squirrel.
That's some fine guitar playing there.
Yes, and I don't know for what reason precisely. Maybe there was some bad blood between himself and Ian Anderson, you know, the flute guy.
Right, flute guy.
Stood on one foot.
I thought you said the fruit guy.
No, flute. Flute.
Fruit. Well, either one could apply. Anyway, moving right along.
Yes. Mick Abraham's left that band, Jethro Tull, and formed his own band, Blodwyn Pig. So we get to hear a little bit of them right here.
Okay.
The album is A Head Rings Out. The song is Dear Jill. Siouxland Public Media, the B-sides with Bolin and Blumberg.
Got no love left to give.
Godwin Pig, right here on Siouxland Public Media, Drive Me, from the album Getting to This. Before we heard Dear Jill, from their premiere album, A Head Rings Out. It's got a picture of a pig on the cover, you can't miss
it. I've seen that.
Yeah. So that was Mick Abrahams after he left Jethro Tull. He traded in a flute player, or a flautist, or whatever you call him, for a sax. And he decided to pick up there.
Interesting sounding band, really.
Yeah, not bad. Now, after they put out those two albums, Mick went out on his own as a solo artist. And even to this day, he still plays, I think. He has been kind of ill lately, and he did put out an album earlier this year. But he has quite a bit of product out there if you want to find him. Here's from his first solo album, Greyhound Bus.
Yeah.
Road Roller, right here on Siouxland Public Media. That's Mick Abrahams. Before that, we heard from his first album, the song entitled Greyhound Bus. Road Roller comes from All Said and Done. So what do you think of Mick Abrahams?
Quite impressive, really. His guitar playing is really nice, and he's got a good voice.
He does have a good voice.
Real sellable. I don't know. Well, you know.
You know what happens so often? Is these
get lost
guys,
in the shuffle.
No, they don't necessarily get lost in the shuffle. They never get into the shuffle here in the United States.
Yeah.
Right? They're big all over Europe, England, the continent, everything. They play all
That's
over
true.
The place.
That's
now,
true.
Occasionally they will come to the United States. I think
they don't break here, then we've never heard of them.
Yeah, but we don't hear them, and they never break. So we heard Jethro Tull because he was kind of weird. Ian Anderson was kind of weird. They have kind of a sense to them. But Mick Abrahams, Bloodwind Pig, never made it.
Like so many bands that we know of.
Well, of
you
course.
Know, I mean, really.
Now, here's a band that
so it's
was.
Like a, you know, it's going over there or something. It's not always that easy.
No, know? It's not easy. Here's another example. Here's a band that was superb. Three-piece, power trio. Late 1960s, got together, I think 67 or 68, put out a bunch of records. This is Taste.
Oh, okay.
Therefore, the Tasty Pig. Here comes the tasty part of the show, although what has already transpired was kind of delicious. Here's a four-piece appetizer. Got to add a little sugar. Taste, Sugar Mama.
We'll be right back.
Chewland Public Media, Taste, Sugar Mama, Railway, and a Gun right here on the B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg.
Give your love to the sun. Just leave anytime you choose. Tell me what you hope to find. I'll tell you what you've got to lose. Throw away the map. That way you can find your way back. So before you leave, better find out where it's at. What's inside your heart? Tell me what's inside your mind. Ooh. I wonder if I look. I wonder what I'll find. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you.
Railway and Gun, Taste from On the Boards, right here on the B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg. That was a little taste of Rory Gallagher.
We've heard on the show before.
Yes, we have.
We like him.
We do like him. He's one of those unfortunate souls who passed away too
young. Yeah, he did.
He died of cirrhosis of the liver or something along the lines, because he was a big drinker.
Yeah.
He was a big drinker. After he left Taste, though.
Ireland, right?
Yeah, he's from Ireland. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. When he left Taste, he decided to go on his own and put out about 7 or 8 different records. And there's more of that stuff out there anyway. So you can find Rory Gallagher and Taste very readily if you're looking for it. Now, here's the Irish tour record of Rory Gallagher and the reason he died: too much alcohol.
Mm-hmm. horse and the horn. Down on 31st Street to pick up a jug of alcohol. Well, I went down on 31st Street to pick up a jug of alcohol. Yeah. Told the man to put in some water, but he wouldn't put it and drop it off.
92, 93%, 94, that'll do, 95, 96, 97%, 98, bartender, that's 99, nigga, 100%, 100%, 100%. Wanna try some? You wanna try some? And I won't feel a thing at all.
Rory Gallagher right here on the B-Sides with Bolan and Blumberg. That's Used to Be. Before that, we heard from...